的谦卑的态度的说，我到现在还是不配，我才佩服你。
If you truly still say I am not worthy after 30 years, I would think that you are honorable.
他听了更吓了。
He was so shocked.
那一天他没有吓死，也没有吓病，感谢上帝。
Thanks God.
那他到现在好好做这事。
Today he's still a deacon.
已经几年了
？How many years?
已经二十多年了。
20 odd years.
不，已经超过三十多年了。
More than 30 years.
那是二十多岁的时候。
He was in his 20s.
现在我六十多岁。
Now I'm in my 60s.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
有很多人第一次做圣工呢，感到自己很不配。一上台不到几年，骄傲的比上帝更大。
Many people become more arrogant as the years go by in their ministry.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
做仆人的
，those who are servants,
你服侍完了
，after serving,
只能说我应当怎么做，这是理所当然的。
Ought to say that I am unworthy servant for I've done what I ought to.
尽心服侍还感到不配，这才是这是应当有的态度。
It is reasonable to be unworthy after you are.
我不知道你们中间有多少人在教会里面去做这事。
I don't know how many of you are deacons in the church.
可能你一生很少机会听到这一段的话语。
Perhaps you've never heard such preaching.
你要把这些话当作你的座右铭。
You want to treat all these important slogans for life.
常常督责自己。
And always warn yourself.
不要因为这份而骄傲。
That do not be arrogant because of your pride.
要因为这份而战惊。
But be in fear and trembling with fear because of your title.
不要因为这份而夺取上帝的荣耀。
Do not take away the glory of God because of your title.
要因为这份而效法耶稣基督的谦卑。
But because of your title, you imitate the humility of Jesus Christ.
不要因为这份而利用上帝的恩典。
Do not use the grace of God because of your title.
玩弄上帝的恩赐。
And play around with the gifts of God.
要因为这份而恐惧等候向上帝交账。
But you wait before God with reverence to answer to Him.
神的家才会健全的发展。
Then the house of God will grow healthily.
神才会得到当得的荣耀。
That God will receive His glory.
在我们服侍中间，人看见的是神居首位，神的荣耀不是我们的出头，不是我们的贡献。
And when we serve, people will see that God is first, and the glory of God is seen.
保罗所讲的话。
The apostle Paul says.
无论是生。
It doesn't matter whether we are alive
是死
or dead.
总让基督在我身上照常显大。
I want to manifest Jesus Christ in my life.
这句话很重要的。
This is very important.
我个人认为这一句话就是全本圣经最好的服事的定义。
I believe this to be the best definition of ministry in the entire Bible.
什么叫做侍奉主？
What does it mean to serve the Lord?
什么叫做服事主呢
？What does it mean to have ministry?
我服事的时候
，It means when I serve.
基督一遮在我身上被显伟大。
Jesus Christ is manifested through me.
以他永远是伟大。
That he will always be in the first place.
让他永远尊大。
That everybody will treat him as Lord.
甚至我死我生都不顾，继续不断让他伟大，这个叫做服事。
To the stage where I do not care whether I die or live.
如果你服事完了，人家说你的主在哪里，我看不见，你很大，你就糟糕了。
If you at the end of your serving, people see you and not your Lord, then something is very wrong.
人从我的服事看见主呢，或者看见我呢
？Through my ministry, would other people see Jesus Christ or look at me?
人从我的服事看见主很大呢，或者看见我很大呢？
Through my ministry, would people see Jesus Christ as Lord or myself as talented?
我最讨厌的，我讲完道理，有个人，哎，谢谢你讲的，你说的很厉害。
I hate people come and say, "Thank you for preaching. You're so talented."
好，我很不喜欢听这样的话。
I do not like to.
因为这样的话是告诉我，我那一天的侍奉是失败的。
It tells me that I have failed in my ministry.
在香港有一些的青年人，二十年前讲一句话。
In Hong Kong, some young people said 20 years ago.
他说听某一些人讲道。
That when we listen to some people preaching,
什么感觉都没有。
We have no feelings.
在听某一些人讲耶稣。
When I listen to some people speak about Jesus Christ, no image.
但是听某某人讲道。
But when I listen to that certain person,
我们发现神大得不得了。
Suddenly we realize God is huge.
伟大得不得了。
God is great.
啊，我听见这句话，我就知道他们明白什么叫做高举主的侍奉。
And when I hear that, I know that the servant understood what it means to lift up God.
If you are truly serving your God will surely be magnified.
如果你真心的侍奉上帝的话，你上帝必然被高举起来。
Through your living or your death,
不管你是生或者死
，your God must be magnified.
你的主必显伟大。
Consistently,
这是一致的原理。
照常显大。
He will always be magnified.
继续显大。
Continually.
永远一直。
Forever.
这叫做服事。
This is ministry.
做这事的。
Those who are.
要专一这事。
faithfully.
接下去
and then,
保罗就提到了做教导的要专一教导。
He also spoke about teaching.
前面先讲预言就是讲道。
First, he talked about prophesying, which means preaching.
后来就讲了服事。
And then serving.
现在起了教导的。
And then now teaching.
教导的恩赐是很特别的恩赐。
The gift of teaching is a special gift.
因为你教的时候，
When you teach,
就把真理带到人的生命中间，成为建立生命的一个材料。
You bring truth among the people as a material for them to build their life.
所以教师是灵魂的工程师。
So we say that the teachers are engineers of the human soul.
每个真正懂得教导人的人，
every single human being who is a real teacher,
这个促进生命，
would use their entire life,
培育人格，
to nurture character,
使人的灵性、人的道德、人的知识、人的行为都一起被建造起来。
That the spirituality, action, morality, and the life of people will be built.
A teacher is an architect of human soul.
所以教师是人灵魂的工程师。
圣经里面对教导的工作看重不看重？
Does the Bible place emphasis on teaching?
非常看重。
Very much so.
今天的许多人不爱读书，其中一个原因是老师教的乱七八糟，使学生根本讨厌上课。
Many people do not like to study because they have lousy teachers.
伟大的老师
，a great teacher，
使人对真理的这个向往。
Would be able to inspire people to go for the truth.
永远不仔细的渴求的。
Unceasingly, they will seek after the truth.
甚至呢，他们看真理的存在比老师的存在是更具体的存在。
They will understand the truth to be more important than the existence of the teacher.
所以老师病了，老师死了，不会拦阻他们对真理的追求。
So even if the teacher were to die, they will still seek after the truth.
这个老师就把人带到真理的面前。
So this teacher has succeeded in bringing a person to the truth.
不是把人带到他的面前。
Not to bring someone to him.
这样的老师是伟大的老师。
This would be a great teacher indeed.
所以你做教导的，你要专一教导，什么意思？
What does it mean to teach faithfully?
你要明白，你所教导的不是从你来的。
You have to understand that you do not teach things from yourself.
你教导的是神所启示的真理。
But the truth revealed by God.
神把道从天上赐到地上来。
God gave us His word from heaven.
圣灵把道从天上带到地上来。
The Holy Spirit brought the word to earth.
感动先知。
And inspired the prophets.
感动使徒。
And the apostles.
写下永不灭亡、永远存在、永不改变的神自己的真理。
And wrote the truth of God that will never be destroyed forever.
成为这一本教导人的圣经。
And we have this book, the Bible that teaches us.
读者人。
And teach us,
使人修义
that we will go on righteousness,
教导人归正
to teach us to go back to God,
上帝人被完全
that the servants of God will be fulfilled.
这就是圣经教导工作要达到的果效。
This is what the Bible wants to reach us.
基督教教义
the Christian education,
终极性的目的是什么？
has an ultimate goal,
建造基督化的人格。
And that is to build a character that is Christ-like,
a Christian character,
a Christian character,
the Christ-like character.
A character that is like Jesus Christ.
A character who manifests the glory and the beauty and the perfectness of Jesus Christ.
将耶稣基督的荣耀将被彰显出来。
所以教导的工作是建立灵魂的工作。
Teaching therefore builds up spirituality.
教导的工作是一生一世的工作。
Teaching would be a lifelong role.
我们看见上帝赐给每一个时代教会三大职分。
We see three important roles for the church in every generation.
传福音的。
The first one would be preachers,
牧羊的
pastors,
以及教导的
and then teachers.
传福音牧师与教师
and preachers, the pastors and teachers.
大家说传福音的牧师与教师那传福音的像什么呢
What are the evangelists of?
就像生孩子的人
like people who have children.
传道
when you preach,
传生命的道
you preach the word of life.
把生命传出去
You preach life to others.
因信上帝的儿子得永生。
That they will have eternal life because they believe in the Son of God.
传福音是叫人领受生命。
To preach means to give life to other people.
传福音就是生命的再生。
It is a rebirth of a new life.
教会因为传福音生生不息。
The church will go from generation to generation because of preaching.
因为福音的传扬人离开灭亡的路线，走进永生的道路。
Because the gospel was preached, men will move away from destruction and go into eternal life.
传福音就是生命的工作。
And so preaching is the word of life.
传福音就是生孩子。
It is like giving birth to another child.
第二是什么呢？
The second aspect
就是牧师。
Would be the pastors.
牧师的工作是什么呢？
What do pastors do?
培育生命。
They nurture the life.
照顾生命。
And to take care of it.
牧养生命。
And to bring it up.
医治生命。
And to heal it.
带领生命。
And to guide it.
鞭策生命。
And to discipline it.
使生命走在正途中间。
That life will be upon the right pathway.
正常健全的发展。
And have a healthy growth.
他们在养育之中。
In the midst of the growth.
In the nurture.
In the nurture.
他们就成长变成成人了。
They will grow up healthy.
这个就是牧师的工作。
This is the role of a pastor.
传福音的人把外面的人带到耶稣基督面前来。
A preacher bring an outsider before God.
把生命带到他们中间去。
And give them new life.
他们领受生命归入基督以后。
After they receive this new life and be with
Christ. 传福音的责任就结束了。
Evangelism.
接下去呢？
And then,
牧养、
the pastor,
教导、
teaches,
培育、
nurture,
照顾、
taking care of them,
医疗、
heal them,
辅导、
and guide them.
这就是牧师的工作。
These are the role of the pastor.
第三个工作
，the third work,
就是用真理栽培他们。
Would be to nurture them with the truth.
使他们有理性的了解。
That they will understand in their reason.
有系统的认知。
With a systematic understanding.
有条不紊对真理进度性的这个学习。
And progressive learning with regard to the truth.
这个就是教导。
This is teaching.
所以这第三个工作。
The third area of work.
就是教师的工作。
Would be the work of a teacher.
所以呢，传福音的。
Preacher.
牧师和教师。当教会只有其中一种的时候是不健全的。
The church would not be complete if you just have one out of three.
当教会三样的恩赐都好好做出来是健全的。
But you will be complete if all three fulfilled.
所以你的教会里有很多传福音的人，没有人牧养以后呢，很多小孩子夭折、夭寿短命。
If your church have many preachers but no pastors, many will die young.
进来又怎么样？死了。
After they believe in Jesus, they will die. They'll put up their hands.
进来又怎么样？没有人再。
And they'll die. No pastoral work.
这个人就不健全了。
It's not a complete group.
传福音以后。
After you preach the gospel,
就要牧养。
You need to pastor.
牧养以后。
After you pastor,
就要教导。
You must teach.
大家说一二三，传福音以后就要牧养，牧养以后就要教导。这三大之分
，These three roles，
耶稣升天以后给教会每一个时代有的。
It's given to the church in every generation after the ascension。
为什么我要特别加强每一个时代有的呢
？Why do I want to say every generation？
因为前面还有两个这份不是每一个时代有的。
Because there are other offices that are not in every generation。
那两个这份呢
？Which two？
就是使徒跟先知这两个这份不是每一个时代有的。
It is the office of the apostles and the prophets。
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这两个职分呢
These two offices,
是那些领受启示写下圣经建立教会根基的职分
were given to people who received the word of God and wrote the Bible as the foundation of the church
先知的教训代表旧约神的话语
The teachings of the prophets represent the Old Testament
使徒的教训代表新约神的话语
And the teaching of the apostles the new
所以使徒与先知成了教会的根基
And so the apostles and prophets become the foundation of the church.
使徒所讲的一切的内容，真正的重心是什么呢？
And the true focal point of all that the apostles spoke about.
先知所讲的一切的内容，真正的重心是什么？
And the focal point of all the teachings of the prophets.
都指向一个人。
All pointed to one person.
是谁呀？
Who was this person?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
所以基督为房角石。
Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
所以你看这个以弗所书二章二十节的时候
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20
上帝的家
The house of God
就是上帝的教会
Is the church of God
有使徒与先知为根基
It is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets
耶稣基督为房角石
Jesus Christ as the cornerstone
教会建在使徒先知的根基上
And so the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets
整个重心的房角石就是耶稣基督。
And the cornerstone links both together, Jesus Christ.
Cornerstone 什么意思呢
？What does the cornerstone mean?
就叫一块石头。
It is a stone.
把这道墙
that links one wall
跟那道墙
and another wall
接连在一起的那个房角的第一块石头。
Joining both together.
这个石头呢，把整个房子的结构最基础的把它接连起来。
It holds the most fundamental aspect of the house.
所以是个有机的一个团体。
It becomes a community with a foundation.
旧约跟新约不是没有关系的。
The Old Testament and New Testament are related.
新约跟旧约不是没有关系。
Both testaments are related.
因为在论到基督的事情上，把神的真理传给我们。
They preach the truth of God with regard to Jesus Christ.
旧约的重心，新约的重心就是基督。
Both the focal point of the Old and the New Testament is Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这样的教会是建立在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
And so the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
你看这里哦，一个是先知，一个是使徒。那么这两个根基上面就是教会建造起来的。
And the church is built upon two foundations.
使徒跟先知呢，是以耶稣基督做方向神的。
And Jesus Christ is the cornerstone.
那这样呢，我们就知道呢，脱离基督，我们就不能做什么。
So apart from Jesus Christ, we cannot do anything.
因为使徒跟先知若不论基督，他们就没有重要的信息。
There are no important messages if you take away Jesus Christ.
先知先预言基督的来临。
The prophets first prophesied the coming of Jesus Christ.
使徒述说已经来过的基督。
And the apostles spoke about Jesus who came.
所以先知把人的眼睛向前看，仰望耶稣到世界上来。
The apostles brought the focal point of men towards the coming Jesus Christ.
使徒的教训是每个时代的基督徒回头看看曾经为我钉十字架的基督。
But the teaching of the apostles help us to turn around and look at Jesus who once died for us.
而那个看不见的教会。
And the church that is invisible to us all,
超时代超民族的
transcends time and people.
包括在旧约里，在新约里，所有的圣徒都在一个教会里面。
It includes the saints of the Old and the New Testament.
所以我信的基督也是亚伯拉罕仰望的基督。
And so the Christ I believe in was also looked upon by Abraham.
亚伯拉罕信心是从先知的角度向前看，看到耶稣基督。
Abraham's faith enabled him to see forward towards Jesus Christ.
我们的信心就透过使徒向后看，看到曾经来过的基督。
But our faith through the apostles, we look at the Christ who has come.
使徒先知所预言的基督，又是那位有要再来的基督。
And the Christ will be the Christ that will come again in the future.
所以我们向后看，看见曾经来过的耶稣基督。
When we look back, we see Jesus Christ who once came.
就是钉过十字架上哥哥他的基督。
The Christ who was crucified.
当我们再向前看到。
But when we look forward,
看见那位应许要再来，要从天上降临，审判全地的基督。
We see Jesus Christ who was promised to come again and who will judge the entire world.
那个从第一次没有来到第二次来。整个贯彻历史整个时代的这些基督徒就是耶稣基督的身体独一的教会
And all these Christians in the entire progression of time forms the church of Jesus Christ
今天的教会呢
The church today
除了刚才提到说预言的讲道
Other than prophesying and preaching
除了刚才提到了就是我们还要做这事的服事
And then what we talk about serving
还有教导
We also include teaching
教导很重要
Teaching will be very important.
当然，如果我们能够把每一个讲道都把教导的内容放在里面，是很好的。
It is if we are able to have elements of teaching in every preaching, you'll be good.
如果每一次我们把教导的东西用讲道的宣道的精神传讲宣布出来，也是很好的。
It will be good if we can preach the way we teach.
所以我对我的学生常常这样说。
And so I always tell my students,
你能够以信仰的内容。在以福音的表达把它柔合成为一个有福音性的神学有神学性的福音你是好的传道人
You will be a good preacher if you can combine theology with gospel together in a consistent manner
We should preach with the content of theologians and the spirit of revivalists
我们传福音的时候必须要有神学的内容但是有传福音的热忱
我们讲的时候以传道的热忱传扬上帝的话
We must preach with the fervency of a preacher
人听的就听见信仰的内容丰丰富富在我所传讲的真理里面
But within the truth that we preach they must be able to hear the contents of the faith
这样呢教导跟讲道就配合起来了
In this manner teaching and preaching are combined
是不是每一个人都有这样大的能力从这样大的才干把这两样柔合起来呢
Does everyone have this great gift to combine two together
不一定
Not necessary
有的人专做教导的
Some people specialize in teaching
专做讲道的
Some in preaching
所以现在我最后一段要大家讲讲道与教导不同在哪里
Let me try to explain what is the difference between teaching and preaching
讲道注重宣布
Preaching placed emphasis on proclamation. 传扬 To preach.
以呼喊
To call.
把凯歌唱出来。
To sing the victorious song.
你把这个凯歌宣讲出来。
When you proclaim the victory.
这个希腊文叫做 charisma.
In Greek is charisma.
You proclaim your victory.
你把凯歌宣讲出来。
You proclaim your conquering message.
就把这个胜利的信息讲出来。
You are victorious.
你已经得胜了。
耶稣得胜了。
Jesus is victorious.
耶稣为你死了。
He died for us.
耶稣复活了。
He's alive.
耶稣为你受定罪。
For you, he was judged.
耶稣为你复活了。
He was resurrected for you. Come.
领受耶稣基督。
Receive him.
这个叫做讲道。
This is preaching.
教导是什么呢？
What about teaching?
教导是把整个真理的内容、来龙去脉、原因、结果，有条不紊的分析、叙述、交代清楚。
Teaching is to tell people clearly, systematically everything about the truth.
所以，在教导中间，内容的完整是很重要的。
The completeness of the content, therefore, is very important.
在传讲的中间，宣布的精神是很重要的。
But when you preach, the charisma of preaching is important.
在讲道的时候，信息是很重要的。
When you preach, the message is important.
在教导的时候，内容的丰盛是很重要的。
But when you teach, the abundance of your content is important.
内容的正确性。
The correctness of the content.
内容的准确性。
The accuracy.
这是很要紧的。
These are important things.
今天我们活在这个世界上。
For us to live in this world.
每天所看的报纸。
When we read the newspaper.
你所知道的可能就是 80% 是知道错的。
Maybe about 80% would be wrong.
所以很多人像哇到这个这个伊拉克去帮助伊拉克人，结果给他抢得半死。
Many people say they will go to Iraq to help them, but they get robbed by the Iraqis.
到那边才知道，原来跟你讲的完全不一样。
They will realize that what they read is different.
每一个报纸
，every newspaper
都有他的立场
，have their own stand.
每一个立场
，every stand
都有他的主观
，has its own subjective view.
每一个电台
，every TV station
都有他的分析。
Has its own analysis,
都有他的看法
his own idea.
每一个电台讲出来的时候
And when they broadcast something,
就要他的百姓照那个讲的人的意思去想就是了不要再管别人
They want people to think the same way
所以他们用各样的办法曲解曲扭改变信息真正的准确性
So they use all sorts of methods to distort the message
所以你结果没有听到真正的信息
In the end you don't have the true picture
这是很可怜的
This is very sad
我访问一个国家
I interviewed a country.
听里面一个人讲。
And listen to someone.
我们政府的报纸所讲的一切，我们都不信，只相信几页几日，那一定是对的。
A person say I wouldn't believe everything that the newspaper say except the date.
我们报纸几页几日，星期几，那一定是对的，其他的全部不对的。
Only the date is right. Everything else is fake.
他慢慢学会了，这些都是讲假话的。
In other words, these people understand that the newspaper are not real.
如果你没有真正听到真话
，If you do not hear the word of God,
你就受骗。
You have been deceived.
为什么现在全世界在骂中国？
But everybody is accusing China today.
因为中国已经习惯讲好话不讲实话。
Because China is very used to giving you good news only.
多少人病了，最好不必宣布。
Don't talk about how many people get sick.
免得大家不来中国，我们旅游业就麻烦了。
So that our tourism will not be affected.
结果人家追查的真正是从中国富商开始的时候。
But when people investigate and found the source of the problem in China,
最高的领袖不得不要到广州、到香港，要好像有道歉、要对不起全世界的口气来讲话。
The leader of the nation has no choice but to appear and go to Guangzhou to show the world.
可能已经太迟了。
But it may be too late.
所谓礼义之邦，给全世界的印象已经不好了。
This country that is famous for mannerism is now having a bad reputation.
伊拉克给全世界的印象是什么
？What about Iraq?
美国来打，我们就用血跟他拼。
The Iraqis say when Americans come, we will fight them with blood.
等打到二十一天的时候，部长不见了。
On the 21st day, the information minister disappeared.
军人也不见了。
The soldiers all disappeared.
部长都脱下来了。
And their uniform were gotten rid of.
让他们就进去了。
And then the Americans just went in.
一个最文明的古国。
All of a sudden, a most civilized ancient nation.
至少有7000多年的文化记录。
The end is at 7,000 years of history.
至少有1400年的回教记录。
1,400 years of Islam.
文化宗教完全垮。
Immediately, the civilization went.
盗民像强盗一样的。
And the people looted everywhere.
这样的文化。
Such a civilization.
这样的宗教。
Such a religion.
结果没有办法把人性的败坏完全遮盖起来。
Could not conceal the decadence of human hearts.
暴露出来了。
And everyone can see it.
现在所听的。
So the things we hear
跟上个月从伊拉克的电台所听的是完全两回事。
It's different from what the Iraqi TV station tells us.
你明白我在讲什么吗？
You understand what I'm saying?
7000年前
7000 years ago
在米索波大米训练出来的那个金的纯洁度，
The pureness of the gold that is found in Mesopotamia
已经超过现在伦敦的999黄金。
It is already exceeding the 999 gold from London today.
有一个英国的考古学家
There is a British archaeologist
八年的时间
who spends 8 years
把这四千年的一个已经破烂的乐器把它重组成功，他吓坏了，里面用的金，用的青金石，用的这种宝石怎么样镶，怎么雕，怎么做，那个工艺高超的不得了。
Who installed a 4,000 years old musical instrument, and he realized that they were very advanced indeed.
5,000-6,000年以前的巴比伦。
5,000 and 6,000 years ago.
阿卡的珠。
In Babylon.
苏美里珠。
And their various types.
巴比伦珠。
The Babylonians.
哈摩拉比时代。
And the age of Hammurabi.
他们是全世界最灿烂的文化。
They had the best civilizations back then.
那个时候，中国的仰韶文化、龙山文化还没有开始。
The Chinese cultures have not even started yet.
仰韶文化、龙山文化，5000多年前、4000多年前、6000多年前。
And more than 6,000 years ago in China.
那个所做的，不过是用泥土变成陶器烧成的器具，就是这些东西，没有什么东西。
Their pottery were very primitive, just made of clay.
巴比伦在差不多4000年以前。
About 4,000 years ago in Babylon,
在亚伯拉罕以前
before Abraham,
在摩西以前差不多400年
about 400 years before Moses,
已经有了 Hammurabi 的律法的法典
they already have the tablets of law of Hammurabi,
里面所写的话
the words that are inscribed,
直到今天
till today,
还成为我们人类应当感到害羞的事情
are things that still shame humanity,
做生意不可以用两种砝码
As businessmen, you ought not to have dual type of weightage.
你记账不可以用两种簿子。
You cannot have two sets of account books.
哎，你听了害羞吗
？Are you not ashamed to hear that?
你笑什么？啊，如果你敲断人家牙，人应当也敲断你的牙。
If you break someone's teeth, they should break your teeth.
如果你挖了人的眼睛，人可以挖你的眼睛。
You take one eye, they can take your one eye.
这个就是社会公义。
This is social justice.
以眼还眼，以牙还牙，就从哈摩拉比差不多4000年那块石头里面的字用到现在的。
Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth comes from the laws of Hammurabi.
伊拉克是什么地方
？What is Iraq?
伊拉克就是创世纪第二章亚当被造的伊甸园的地方。
Iraq was where Adam was created.
就是大家知道能够有文字记录。传下来最早的文化的摇篮是在那边。
It is the cradle of all human civilization.
所以最近进化论学者一直要把这个 DNA 的事情弄到人类的原祖是在非洲，要推翻圣经。
Evolutionists want to tell us the ancestors of humankind is in Africa.
By the trace of DNA.
To trace DNA.
但是呢，有文字记录真正文明能够传到今天的，能记录的，那是在苏美文化。就是米索波达米的地方。
Well, writings first came from the Mesopotamian area.
这样有高度文化传统的历史。
Such a country with such a distinguished civilization.
可以把博物馆的东西全部打破、偷掉、毁坏。
Just one day, the looters could destroy the entire museum.
昨天我看到那个信息，我差不多哭出来。
When I saw the news, I almost cried.
并且许多圣经里面最重要的东西，曾经可以找到的古物的真正的珍品。就在那个博物馆。
There are many ancient artifacts that are biblical links in the museum.
超过13000多件被毁坏。
13,000 pieces of artifacts were destroyed.
人比野兽都不如。
And we are they are just
like animals. 我在想宗教起什么作用
？And I ask myself, what had religion done for them?
文化起什么作用
？What about civilization?
人教化了几千人变成像野兽，这怎么解释
？How do we explain all this behavior after thousands of years of education?
你说你像野兽。
You say you look like an animal.
你讲这句话，你以为你侮辱他？不是，你侮辱野兽。
When you say somebody is like an animal, you're insulting the animals.
因为野兽除了吃饱，没有别的要求。
Because animals have very simple needs.
但人要求太多。
But human beings have lots of
greed. 贪而无厌。
Greed.
不知羞耻。
We do not know shame.
真是可怜。
And so it's pathetic.
那我今天谈这个，就要告诉你。
I want to tell you this.
许多你听的资讯是错的。
That many information you receive are wrong.
你看的报告是假的。
And your reports are not real.
所以呢，教导真理。
So to teach the truth.
就不可以曲解真理。
means that you cannot distort it.
你不曲解真理。
If you do not distort the truth,
你真正谦卑学习真理。
You will be a true student of the truth.
明白真理。
And understand it.
所以教导人的人呢
，A teacher
是非常重要的。
Is very important.
我小的时候呢
，When I was young,
我的哥哥、我的妈妈常讲，唔通害死囡仔仔哟。
My brother, my mother always say, don't destroy the next generation.
唔通害死囡仔仔哟。
Do not spoil the next generation.
我唔知啦。
I say, don't know what you're talking about.
我不知道在讲什么。
I don't know what.
后来慢慢我在教育社会里面有份的时候。
But when I get involved in education, I realize
你讲错一件事，小孩子得错自信，一生败坏，你是有份。
If you teach something wrong, you may destroy the generation after you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我今天站在讲台上
，For me to stand on the pulpit,
我要负责任，每一句讲的话要尽我的可能做到最好的。
I am responsible for every sentence I utter, and I will try my utmost.
雅各书有一个很可怕的境界。
The book of James has an important warning.
不要多人爱做师父。
Do not aspire to be teachers.
因为免去受更重的刑罚。
Because they will be judged more harshly.
这是圣经很严格的教训。
This is a very stern warning.
你爱教人吗？
Do you like to teach?
站在台上讲讲讲很舒服，你知道吗
？It seems to be very glorious to stand on the stage.
哇，你以为站在台上我很威风
？You think it's a great thing to happen?
圣经的不要多人做师父。
The Bible says, "Do not aspire to be teachers."
免得受更重的刑罚。
That you may not be judged even more harshly.
因为你讲错。
When you teach wrongly,
教错
when you preach wrongly,
害己害人
you will destroy yourself and other people.
保罗对提摩太说
The apostle Paul says to Timothy,
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训
Be cautious about yourself and your teaching.
他另外一个翻译说 Be aware of you yourself and your doctrine.
要谨慎自己跟你自己所相信的信条
你自己配不配做人的老师
Are you worthy to be a teacher?
你讲的是不是真正的道理
Are you preaching and teaching the truth?
如果你自己做人不正
If you are not a righteous person
你讲的又不对
And you teach the wrong thing
那么受你灾害的人你要怎样去挽救他们
How would you save those who have been badly influenced by you?
讲错教错
When you preach and teach the wrong thing
怎样悔改的
How could you turn the situation around?
这不是关心你自己的事情
It doesn't only concern you
那些被你教错被你讲错的人已经离开你你没有办法挽回了
You cannot bring back those people who have hurt you and left
这个林旺杰的教授常常讲一句话
林旺杰 Dr. 林旺杰 always say this
Who are you that you think you are qualified enough to stand before others and tell people what to do
你怎么自以为你自己很了不起能够站在众人的面前告诉他们怎么做呢
Do you think you are qualified
你认为你配吗
Who are you
你是谁呢
Who tell you you are qualified
谁告诉你你配呢
Simply because you think yourself is qualified
是不是你自以为自己很配
So you always tell people what to do
所以你每次告诉别人怎么做、
oh, 这一个教授被认为是全世界指引又对指挥最好的教授
And this professor is considered one of the best conductors in the world
他常常对他的学生说
He always tell his students
Study, study well your score
就是你要把你的乐章读得很好
You are not conducting with your two hands
你在指挥的时候不是挥挥手而已
You are conducting with your two upper hands
你是要用你的耳朵来指挥
越不越一个错你就要发现出来
You must detect the slightest mistake
你不是欺骗听众
You are not deceiving the audience
听众有的人比你更懂的
Some audience are better than you
他说你做我的学生
For you to be my student
你要学习我怎样殷勤的这个查考 score怎样来学习
You must learn my diligence in researching the score.
The greatest duty of a conductor is to be faithful absolutely to the original composer.
指挥最重要的工作就是要忠于原创人的著作。
你要把他真正的意思表达出来。
You must express the true meaning of the composer.
你才是教导人。
Then you are teaching.
你才是教真。
Then you are teaching the truth.
我认识这个教授。
I know this professor.
我跟他见面很多次。
I've seen him many times.
他讲这些话的时候
，For him to say this,
很感动人心。
It moved me greatly.
你做主日学老师的
，As a Sunday school teacher,
我奉主你们对你说不要乱教。
In the name of the Lord, I tell you to treat your job carefully.
亲耳听一个主日学老师说
，I've heard a Sunday school teacher say,、
哎、我们先讲主日学好了，因为那些孩子没有人 没有人管的，跑来跑去，去骗骗他们，免得他捉弄别人。
Let us go and teach these children so that they don't go and disturb other people.
讲完故事给他们糖果图画，他们就乖了。
And just tell them any story and give them some sweets.
那么要讲什么随便了，你要讲什么就讲什么。
And just tell them any old story.
不行的。
That's not the way.
好的主流学生
，A good Sunday school teacher，
长大变成好的少年团的团员。
When they grow up, they become a good youth leader.
好的少年团团员。
A good youth leader.
在长大变成好的青年人。
Will grow up to be a good young adult.
一样好的青年。
A good young adult.
变成好的成人。
Will be a good adult.
好的成人。
A good adult.
变成好的执事。
Will be a good deacon.
好的基督徒。
A good deacon and Christian.
变成好的牧师。
Will become a good minister.
教导开始。
It starts from teaching.
每一步要照真理去做。
Step by step, by the truth.
教会
a church
是全世界最注重教道的地方。
Is a place that places the most emphasis in teaching in the entire world.
教会的教道是把神所启示的真理传给下一代。
The teaching of the church is to show the revealed truth of God to the next generation.
所以保罗说，
若
有教道的
，if you teach，
就有专一教导。
Let him teach faithfully.
有做这事的
，if he's serving，
就专一这事。
Let him serve.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters，
我今天要讲到这个地方。
I will stop here.
劝化的
，and I encourage you.
我们劝化的
，if we encourage，
等要下个礼拜才对你们讲。
I will talk about encouraging next week.
我讲到这个地方。
I will stop here.
求主给我们明白这些教会真理的时候
，May the Lord help us to understand this truth of the church.
我们自己先受教导。
And first, we ourselves ought to be taught.
在真理的基础上，很稳定的、很扎实的成长起来。
That we will grow based upon the foundation of the truth.
在神的托付之下，勇敢做他要我们做的工作。
And when God calls us, we work for Him boldly.
愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord help us all.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我从罪都洗清洁，回到耶稣宝血。我们大家仍旧站立，一同来读这几节的圣经。
Let us read these verses again.
我们从第五节开始读。
From verse five.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。第六节，按我们所得的恩赐。各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言；或做这事，就当专一这事；或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。我们开声祷告。
Let us pray together.
感谢主，今天。